Poirot Investigates. 11 Hercule Poirot Mysteries by Agatha Christie. Narrated by David Suchet.
The Disappearance of Mr. Davenheim.
Poirot and I were expecting our old friend Inspector Japp of Scotland Yard to tea. We were sitting round the tea table awaiting his arrival. Poirot had just finished carefully straightening the cups and saucers which our landlady was in the habit of throwing rather than placing on the table. He had also breathed heavily on the metal teapot and polished it with a silk handkerchief. The kettle was on the boil, and a small enamel saucepan beside it contained some thick, sweet chocolate, which was more to Poirot's palate than what he described as your English poison. A sharp rat-tat sounded below, and a few minutes afterwards Japp entered briskly. "Hope I'm not late," he said as he greeted us. "To tell the truth, I was yarning with Miller, the man who's in charge of the Davenheim case." I pricked up my ears. For the last 3 days, the papers had been full of the strange disappearance of Mr. Davenheim, senior partner of Davenheim and Salmon, the well-known bankers and financiers. On Saturday last, he'd walked out of his house and had never been seen since. I looked forward to extracting some interesting details from Japp. "Look, I should have thought," I remarked, "that it would be almost impossible for anyone to disappear nowadays." Poirot moved a plate of bread and butter, the eighth of an inch, and said sharply,
"Be exact, my friend. What do you mean by disappear? To which class of disappearance are you referring?"
"Are disappearances classified and labelled, then?" I laughed. Japp smiled also. Poirot frowned at both of us.
"But certainly they are. They fall into three categories. First, and most common..."